United States.
Siamo pronti alla morte, l'Italia chiamò. Stringiamoci a corte, siamo pronti alla morte, siamo pronti alla morte, l'Italia chiamò. Sì! So proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. O'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming.
Good afternoon, everyone. It is my distinct honor to welcome you to City Hall today as we celebrate Italian Heritage Month. Please join me in thanking Maria Pignatti and Ron Borelli for that wow opening. Today we honor the vibrant Italian-American community of over 40,000 in San Francisco and their remarkable contributions. A big thank you to Richard Armanino. Where's Richard? For his continued leadership of our San Francisco Assisi Sister City Committee and all of his efforts to bring this celebration together today. And a warm welcome to our new Consul General of Italy, Massimo Cornelis. The Italian community's heritage is embedded in San Francisco's story. From our own Little Italy in North Beach, to leaders like Mayor Joseph Aliotto, who spurred downtown development with projects like Transamerica Building, and George Moscone, who promoted diversity in these halls. To our esteemed Speaker Emerita, Nancy Pelosi, and of course, our beloved Joe DiMaggio. Now it is my privilege to honor our mayor, who embodies San Francisco's commitment to cultural partnership and the Italian community. Please welcome Mayor Daniel Lurie.
Thank you, Penny. There's only 40,000 Italian-Americans. I would have thought a lot more. I lived in Florence, in Firenze, for a semester, and I think I was able to learn Buonasera. That's about all I got through, but I loved my time in Italy. Thank you for joining us here at City Hall to kick off Italian Heritage Month in San Francisco. We are thrilled to welcome everybody to San Francisco. We're thrilled, Council General, to have you here now full time. I couldn't think of a better way to start off your new chapter here in San Francisco than celebrating the deep and joyful ties between San Francisco and Italy. Today is an opportunity to celebrate San Francisco, Italians, and Italian Americans who have shaped our city for the better. I had my own stay, as I mentioned, Council General, not as a diplomat, but as a college student. It was a great semester. I don't think I learned a lot, except a lot about art history. I learned about your bars and your restaurants. And I hope you have as much fun in San Francisco as I had in Firenze. As you walk through North Beach, you can see the living history of Italian heritage in San Francisco. You see families in Italian restaurants that have been here for generations. You can hear the echoes of activists, artists, and small business owners who have made this city their home. This month is a chance to celebrate all of that, to celebrate culture, music, language, and yes, food, but also to celebrate the values the Italian community have brought to San Francisco. Hard work, family, creativity, and generosity of spirit that continues to inspire us every day. Ghirardelli Chocolate and Bank of America, founded by Domingo Ghirardelli and A.P. Giannini, stand as global institutions founded in San Francisco by Italian Americans, and figures, as Penny pointed out, among a few Francis Ford Coppola, Joe DiMaggio, and Mayor Joseph Aliotta, remind us how deeply Italian Americans have shaped San Francisco's story and America's story. San Francisco is proud of our ties to Assisi, our sister city. Through that partnership, we are reminded that Italian heritage can act as a bridge to the rest of the world. I want to also thank Richard Armanino and the San Francisco Assisi Sister City Committee for the work that they do to keep that bridge strong and meaningful. Thank you. Now, I was just talking to a couple of people here today. We are all looking forward to the Italian Heritage Parade in North Beach, the oldest civic parade in San Francisco. I know it's your favorite event. It's also one of mine. I can't say it's my most favorite because there's a lot of parades, but I remember this one last year on the campaign trail, and it was lively, I will say that. And I look forward to partaking in a week and a half. People are gonna flood the streets, they're gonna eat at shared tables on the sidewalks and enjoy your own pizza on Washington Square. It's a weekend where San Francisco feels like the best of Italy. So today, let's raise our voices, we'll raise our glasses afterwards, and raise our gratitude to the Italian community here in San Francisco. Thank you for your leadership, thank you for your traditions, and thank you for bringing joy to San Francisco each and every day. And I will end with, let's go San Francisco. And Council General, if you would come up and other electeds come up, and I'd like to present you with a proclamation naming this Italian American Heritage Month in the city and county of San Francisco. Thank you.
So, good evening, buonasera. Dear Mayor, let me first of all thank you, Penny, and your staff for this warm hospitality, and for granting me, the consulate, my country, and the entire Italian community the privilege to be again hosted here at the City Hall for this celebration. Allow me also to express my heartfelt gratitude to all Italians, Richard, all the rest of the team that have been tirelessly working for this Italian Heritage Month, an occasion that celebrates the proud and the distinct Italian identity of San Francisco. Among your predecessors, there are legendary names of American Italian that literally made the history of San Francisco. I will pronounce it in the Italian way. Rossi, Aglioto, Moscone, many others that are at the very foundation of this city, like Pietro Giannini, Fugazzi, and many other. Numerous immortal names that are now remembered also in the honor walks in North Beach, of which I am now a proud resident. They all contributed in making this city among the richest and most advanced in the world. It is often said that you see the future in San Francisco. This is still true, and is one of the reasons that pushed my government in opening the first and only Italian Innovation Center overseas in the financial district, contributing to the regeneration of that part of the city that was ravaged by the aftermath of the COVID pandemic, a place where we would like to welcome you very soon. The impactful Italian presence in San Francisco was possible because of openness to people. Building bridge and trust in a world that sees rising tensions and insecurity remains our main goal, my goal in particular. Lack of trust and shared trust ignites political barbarism and exacerbates hate. We respond with an enduring belief in making a better society inspired by compassion and cooperation. The inescapable reality of an intertwined world oblige us to work together, relations between countries, being it trade, migrations, exchange, is never a zero-sum game. It is a mutual enrichment. Let me commend you, Mayor, for the terrific work you're doing in positioning the city at the frontier of modernity, in embracing sustainability to reverse the climate crisis. I commute by bus to my work. And for many people in substituting despair with hope. Your personal commitment to openness is the greatest achievement you can pursue. And let me conclude by an announcement that is news to most of you. I have a pleasure to announce you that today the Italian Parliament has approved October 1st as a new national holiday in honor of St. Francis of Assisi. Which is also the patron of Italy, and then of course where the name St. Francisco comes from. So I conclude by saying that yesterday Italians, and many are here as descendants, and today's Italians, the new one arriving every day, stand ready to do again their part for the future of this great city. And I'm here personally to work to perpetuate this Italian chapter of the glorious history of San Francisco. Thank you.
Thank you, Consul General. And I thank you for your offer to host all of us for Italian lessons. So I think everybody here will accept. Now it is my pleasure to introduce someone who is a tireless advocate and leader of our city and its vibrant cultural communities. Once named among the most top 40 under 40 leaders in the region, she has lived up to that honor, championing public safety and advocating for the most vulnerable. As Assemblywoman, she always puts San Francisco first. It is my honor to introduce Assemblywoman Catherine Stephanie.
Thank you, Penny, for leading with the under 40 accomplishment. Buenos días, Tutti. It's so good to be here, and I'm just sitting here thinking, why am I feeling so emotional? And it's because these events didn't always happen. And these events connect me to my family, to my great-grandfather, Carlo Stephanie, who came over from Lucca, to my grandfather, Joe Stephanie, who was known as Papa Joe from Merced, California, mayor of Canal Street, not a mayor, but acted like one. And my dad, Larry Stephanie, who was a proud Italian, all who have instilled so many values in me. And it is just such a joy to be back here in City Hall to celebrate Italian Heritage Month. And I want to start by thanking you, Mayor Lurie, for everything you've done for the Italian community and for bringing us all together today. I remember early on in February, I think, I called you and I said, you know, I think it'd be a really good idea if you showed up to the Man of the Year event at the San Francisco Italian Athletic Club. And you said, okay, where and when? And you were there and you came and it made such an impact. And it wasn't just that event. I've seen you at so many of the Italian events and I can't tell you how much it means to our community. You've really showed up for us this year and I know you will continue to. I also want to thank Penny for all her work. You've been absolutely fabulous. And to welcome our new Consul General, I'm so excited to work with, now my third Consul General, so I know we're going to have lots of fun together. And as many of you know, I don't hide it, I am a very proud Italian American. And it was my Italian relatives who taught me the values of family, hard work, and service to others. Values that have shaped my life and my career. And values that Italians have carried with them for generations. Here in San Francisco, you see our history everywhere. From the fishermen who built North Beach and our waterfront into the thriving neighborhoods we know today, to the Italian artists, writers, and civic leaders who helped shape the city into the cultural capital we all love so much. And of course, San Francisco bears the name of St. Francis of Assisi, a reminder of our Italian roots and of the compassion and service that define our city's values. When I served on the Board of Supervisors here for 7.5 years, I was proud to champion legislation officially recognizing Italian Heritage Day on that second Monday of October and Italian Heritage Month in San Francisco. And earlier this year, I carried that recognition forward in our state legislature to recognize October as Italian Heritage Month across California. Earlier this year, I also accomplished another goal to honor our Italian heritage and formed the Italian Caucus of California in the California State Legislature. This 501c3 is a bipartisan, we accept everyone, bicameral, both senators and assembly members, and it accepts anyone who wants to make certain that the Italian-American experience will not only be celebrated up and down this state, but that it will never be forgotten. It's something I've wanted to see take shape for years because I know firsthand how important it is to celebrate our contributions and to make sure that our voices are heard in Sacramento. This celebration today is about more than just looking back. It's about pride, about honoring those who have come before us, and about carrying forward their spirit of resilience and dedication to community. I also want to recognize the many Italian American organizations here in San Francisco. I've worked with so many of you, there are too many to name, but the work you are doing and the work you do each and every day to connect us to who we are, where we come from, and the values that have shaped our families and our communities. Your work inspires me, it keeps our history alive, and ensures the next generation carries forward our proud heritage. And I want to recognize our Queen's Court too, because they are the next generation that continues to carry that heritage forward. And now it's my honor to introduce someone who has been a true champion for our community. A native San Franciscan, a Bay Area Hall of Fame radio show host, and the president of the Italian Heritage Celebration. Please join me in welcoming Paul Tonelli.
Thank you very much, Catherine. And your work on the caucus is amazing, following up your work here in San Francisco. And if you go to the Capitol, you'll recognize the caucus members at the commissary in the state building. They're the ones sitting in the corner with their backs to the walls. Mayor Lurie talks about gratitude, and he talks about leadership. And we want to show our gratitude to you for your leadership in the time that you've been in office. Thank you for everything you've done for the city, the impact you've had in the short time you've been in office is measurable, and your visibility is incredible. So thank you for everything you do. And thanks for having us here today. This is fantastic. Celebrating Italian Heritage Month, and the parade is October 12th, the original Columbus Day on Sunday, October 12th. And I would like to, Catherine, you mentioned the Queen and her court, would like to introduce our new queen for 2025, our Queen Isabella, which is Gianna Sangiovese Barnes. And after a fantastic year of representing the Italian community, our last year's queen, 2024 Queen Nina Rivera. Thank you for your work, Nina. Really good. And our first contestant for 2025, Donatella Cirelli. Donatella is getting a break from the Reardon Band this year. She's a French horn player in the Reardon Band, but she'll be taking the parade off because she'll be riding with the Queen's Court. So again, thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Catherine. And I want to thank San Francisco for partnering with the parade and making it what we call the best day of the year in San Francisco. When you combine the street parade, as Mayor Lurie was talking about, it's really kind of a spectator participation event. Not a lot of stands or anything like that, a lot of tables, a lot of food, a little bit of red wine, and just a lot of enthusiasm and celebration. Celebration not just of the Italian community, but of the city of San Francisco and its partnership with the Italian community. And that's it's emotional for me this year because, I thought I had this. I'm just speaking off the cuff. I didn't think this would hit me like this. My dad's birthday was October 12th. And he and his brother, my Uncle Bill, moved out to the Excelsior District in the late 20s after being born and raised in North Beach. And they became owners of a company called Central Drug Company in the Excelsior District. And after 118 years in business, continually as a drugstore in San Francisco, we shuttered the doors in July after 118 years. My brother, after 50 years as a pharmacist, was the sole family member in the partnership, and he decided to retire. So we are the third, even 118 years, three owners. We're the third Italian family. So it's been Italian owned and operated for 118 years since 1908, or 117 years. So it's part of that historical relationship between the Italians and San Francisco. Also want to thank the city for the grants for the arts, because they are a huge partner in helping us fund the parade every year, and it would not be possible without the participation with the San Francisco Grants for the Arts. So thank you very much. Catherine, as I mentioned, thank you for being the founder, essentially, of Italian Heritage Month in San Francisco, and your work continues even though you're in Sacramento now, but thank you very much. And we want to congratulate our Grand Marshals, the Nibby brothers. Larry Nibby is over here today. Born and raised in the Excelsior District, Reardon High School, and customers of Central Drugstore back in the day, so thank you very much. We have a celebrity Grand Marshal this year. Actor Joe Mantegna will be our celebrity Grand Marshal. You might know him currently from Criminal Minds and other work. And he couldn't be more excited to come up to the city. He's coming up from Los Angeles. He's talked about going to the consulate reception on Friday night, the Grand Ball on Saturday night, and not just the parade on Sunday, but he wants a table on Stockton Street, and they're going to be there into the early evening. So he's all in, which is great to see. So I also want to congratulate Richard Armenino, who is our Columbus Award honoree this year, and we'll get into that during the Grand Ball. But every year we present the Columbus Award, and the honoree represents the community at large. And the way Richard represents the Italian community and his involvement and promotion of the Italian community is unmatched, and it's he's very deserving, and we're really honored to be recognizing you this year, Richard. Real quick, and then I'll get out of here. We have our major sponsor, B of A. Claudio Cipollina is instrumental and actually rescued the parade years and years ago when it was hanging by a thread. And Claudio and the B of A came to the rescue, and they're the main reason why we're able to have such a great celebration now. So thanks to Claudio Cipollina. And if you haven't been to the parade, we have a great partnership with Recology, and Sal Caniglio's here, and I'm not sure exactly where Sal is. They do an incredible job. If you haven't seen the Recology drill team in the parade, you are missing out. They get the bins and they do their routines, and it's consistently a highlight of the parade. And I think I saw Tony Delario up here, and thanks for your sponsorship with the Teamsters 665. So we have a bit of a hiccup this year with the shutdown of the government and the federal participation. We don't know where that's gonna lead. The parade will go on, Fleet Week will go on. It will be reduced if they haven't come to an agreement by next weekend. And we won't have the military bands and their involvement in the parade, but we will still do the parade, and it will still be the best day of the year in San Francisco. Thank you very much, and pleasure to see you, Consul General Massimo, and look forward to getting to know you better and have your involvement. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I'm bringing a group, the Ambassador Ensemble from La Escuela International School in San Francisco. We're located on Mission and 18th Street. So hope you enjoy. Hi, Maria.
Excellent. Well done, you all. I saw them rehearsing a couple weeks ago at their school. You all crushed it. Good work.